decided. I've decided. I've decided. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. I don't know about you, praise God, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thank God. 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 I thank God for saving me. I thank him for going up that cross, up that hill. I thank him for being nailed on that cross. I thank him for being put in that grave and stand in that grave 3 days and three nights. But I sure love thank him for getting up one Sunday morning, hallelujah, and declaring, I got all power in my hand. The same power that he got up, you have that power. I'm talking about that Holy Ghost power. Power to keep you until the day of redemption. You got the same power. That power. That power.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We're praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Thank you so much for tuning in again this morning on this Tuesday morning. We thank and praise the Lord for another new day in him. The Lord is truly good all the time. Now, Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We give you glory. Lord, we love you. Thank you for what you're doing even now, God. We just thank you. We praise you for having your way. God, speak through us, Father. We thank you. We love you for your word on this morning. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We pray that you were inspired and blessed by hearing the previous two broadcasts. We thank the Lord. We were talking about trusting in the Lord. Amen. At first, we were talking about David with unconditional trust in the Lord. And then we shared testimonies through a missionary, Tawny, on last couple of Tuesday mornings. And the Lord is still giving me to trusting in the Lord. Amen. Truly, the Lord is awesome. He is good all the time. Even in these days and times, he wants us to trust him in spite of whatever we're going through. And the Lord just began to encourage my heart as we look around and see so many situations occurring and seem like Time is just fastly moving by, praise God. The Lord began to still deal with my heart about trust. Amen. And on the introduction this morning, before I get into a scripture, I want to encourage your heart and give you, let you know to hold on to the Lord's unchanging hands. No matter what we may go through, God is still God. He is in control. Amen. So I was reading a while back. Well, matter of fact, it was April the 8th, 1996, when I was reading a little daily bread book. And it was talking about a boy trusting in his father. And I was thinking back about how I used to love asking my husband questions about world news or whatever. It seemed that he had all the wisdom, and I would just love asking him questions. And sometimes he would gladly answer me, and sometimes I would get on his nerves, I guess, and he was like, Marie, you should have been a lawyer or something, because I love asking questions. I love studying and just hearing different answers. Amen. But I thank the Lord, because when I read this little daily bread introduction, it was saying about a little boy who trusted his father. And this morning, my little encouraging sermon or encouraging inspirational thought is going to be about a matter of trust. We're still talking about trusting in the Lord. And it reads, some years ago, our Daily Bread wrote an account that went something like this. A group of scientists and botanists were exploring remote regions of the Alps in search of new species of flowers. One day, they noticed through binoculars a flower of such rarity and beauty that its value to science was incalculable. But it lay deep in a ravine with cliffs on both sides. To get the flower, someone had to be lowered over the cliff on a rope. A curious young boy was watching nearby, and the scientists told him that they would pay him well if he would agree to be lowered over the cliff to retrieve the flower below. The boy took one long look down the steep, dizzy depths and said, "I'll be back in a minute." A short time later, he returned, followed by a gray-haired man. Approaching the botanist, the boy said, "I'll go over that cliff and get that flower for you if this man holds the rope. He's my dad." Amen. The same I learned about the Lord as previous broadcasts. I've been talking about trusting in the Lord and the book telling of his goodness. And in the book, I wrote different life experiences that the Lord became, how he became my heavenly father. Amen. And back in 1975, in chapter 3, I wrote about praise God for salvation, how that the Lord saved us, and how that we began to truly learn how to trust him. And day by day, each day, we can learn a little more and a little more about the Lord. And after a few months, while reading this daily bread, a few months later, June 21st, 1996, I had gotten the most devastating news that a mother could get, that my baby girl had been killed in a tragic car accident at age 22. And I began to think back to all the previous times, as in the book, that how God had brought me through, brought me out, and just proved himself faithful and gave me to know I could trust him in spite of whatever it is that I was going through. Amen. And I began to hold on, knowing that the Lord is my Heavenly Father, and I could trust him to bring me through that horrendous tragedy. Amen. And truly, I can say, as in the book, if you would like to get it, amen, you can read a little more about that experience I went through, how the Lord just helped me. He just comforted me. He was everything I needed. Amen. So, and today, it brought me back to a matter of trust. And my little subject I would like to ask you on this morning is, in whom do you put your trust? And in Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Why? Verse 8, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Also Psalms 1:3 reads, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Today, I'm witnesses of these verses. Amen. So in whom do you put your trust? And whom is the form of who used as the direct object, absolute, without compromise of a verb or the object of the preposition. Colossians 1:16 in the Message Bible reads, for everything, absolutely everything above and below, visible and invisible, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. Praise God for salvation. So we cannot trust in anything. A trust means to have confidence in or faith in, to believe, to expect, to entrust, to depend on. Can we trust in our money? No. On money we see in God we trust. 1 Timothy 6:17 says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Praise God. Hope, to wish or want for something with a feeling of confident expectations, to hope against hope, to continue hoping for something even when it may seem to be in vain. But Jesus is our hope of glory. Amen. So we can't trust in our money. David says in Psalms 27, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And we know we don't see chariots anymore, but we do have cars and houses. Amen. The Lord had truly blessed me with a lot of houses back in Houston. We had a lot of houses. We kept moving, kept losing sometimes, but God blessed us with it. But I thank God I didn't just have my hope and trust in them, because some were repossessed, some were just traded in and whatever. But I still have Jesus today. He's still here. Amen. But he said he would never leave nor forsake us. Praise the Lord. And Psalms 34:8 say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Psalm 146:5, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. So in Jeremiah, as I study Jeremiah, I begin to see how God used Jeremiah. For the first 6 verses of chapter 17 deals with the sins of Judah. And then it shifts from the negative refusal to the positive delight about the blessedness of trusting the Lord in verses 7 and 8. And for Jeremiah, God was ultimate. Amen. The prophet's theology conceived of the Lord as creator of all that exists, all powerful, as everywhere present. Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet. Jeremiah ascribed the most elevated aptitudes to the God whom he served, viewing him as the Lord, not only of Judah, but also of the nations. Amen. At the same time, God is very concerned about individual people and our accountability to him. He wants us to trust him in spite of. I had a jewelry, and one time my husband bought a diamond gold-shaped heart ring when the Lord had delivered him off of drugs, and that was his first gift to me. It was to buy me a gold heart-shaped ring, and I kept that ring and kept it until when my husband passed, like 3 years ago. Amen. And I wanted to just keep that ring forever, just to cherish it, just to know that he had bought it for me and that he was so near to my heart. So one day I came in and I couldn't find the ring. And I was really, really so devastated. I searched the house upside down and couldn't find it. I began to like feel like my heart was being torn all over again. And I began to just cry out to the Lord, and the Lord just came in and just gave me a peace about it. Amen. So we can't trust in our riches. We can't trust in nothing but in the Lord. Amen. So God is so good. So on this morning, just trust the Lord. He is awesome all the time. In whom do you put your trust? Amen. We'll be continuing on with this series because it is so dear and so, I think, for a time. As days are such a time as this, the word is so unnecessary. Amen. So if you hadn't bought a book, thank you all for who had bought one. Amen. But it's truly being a blessing. It's a must-read book. And all of my life experiences are in there. So if you would like to get a copy, please call 318-305-6965.